band's back together. Zorb back today. Now, this man, Dino. Good morning, Dino.
I'm back. You're back. The show's back. Rugby league's back.
Exactly.
Hang on. If we are the band, what have we got Dean doing? What are
mate,
you at?
I'm Ringo, mate. I just sit in the background. I'll just hit the drums on beat. I don't want to be stars like you, Blake. Just call Lennon and McCartney.
Oh, come on. Hey, Dino, how many years now have you been covering rugby league? And do you still get that same sort of sense of excitement going into round one?
Oh, round one's always great, Ray. There's always that anticipation. Every supporter thinks his club can make the top four or the top eight. And, mate, people ask me all the time, guys, and I'm sure you get it as well, you know, who's going to be in the top eight? It's not so much these days who's going to be in it. It's just so difficult to who you're going to leave out.
Yeah.
Righto.
Pick two or three teams, I think, you know, probably won't be there. And even those couple of teams, I'm not sure about.
Give us your bottom eight then. Or give us your
top eight.
Top eight.
Oh, Jim, I haven't got it in front of me right now. But look, you know, I think that the Tigers would probably miss out. You'd say they wouldn't be there. Newcastle would probably struggle. The Warriors.
Yeah.
But there's three, Jimmy. That leaves, you know, 13. Into eight.
Yeah.
I mean, every Sydney side, Jimmy, you go through them, I think are genuine finals contenders. Maybe the Tigers, and even them, I'm not going to write off, but, you know, Penrith will be close, Parra, the Bulldogs, South. Well,
who's
Roosters.
A team to beat then, Dino?
I've kept the Roosters to win the comp, Ray, because of who they've bought, and I think a lot of people will join me there. But, you know, the Cowboys would be strong. I mean, the Storm are going to be there again.
Yeah.
The Sharks will be there again. I'm really interested to see what Dean Pay can do at Belmore. I think you know, he's got a fair roster with Woods and Foran there. So I think every fan has genuine hopes that their side can get there, not just false hopes. I think it's genuine.
And the other thing about it is, Dean, too, I think what we've seen over the last few years is that squads make important pickups during the course of the season. And as a result of that, there's going to be a side here. So you could say that potentially the premiers don't have their full squad yet.
Absolutely. Well, look at Moses Sui, Jimmy, last week.
Yes.
Out of the Bulldogs. A month before he was a Tiger, and now looks like he's going to be training with Manly on Monday. I mean, it's just a revolving door when it comes to players these days. But, you know, you'd think that Sully wouldn't be picked up at all. Boom, another club.
Exactly.
So, you know, it can happen in a week. You can pick up one or two players these days, as bizarre as it sounds.
Dino, I think of all the clubs this season, the one that I think can be the big improvers, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do, are the Knights. And I haven't got them in my top eight, but if they made the finals, it wouldn't necessarily surprise me. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. I just can't squeeze them in. I'm thinking maybe 10, 11. But you looked at the side that they put out last week, 2 weeks ago. They were disappointing against Parramatta, but it was a good-looking team. Had a lot of balance there, and had a bit of size. And Mitchell Pearce is the big X factor there, what he will bring them. I actually spoke to Mitchell during the week. He's in a really good headspace, Mitchell. He seems clear. He's got some clarity to his thinking. He's away from Sydney. He's away from the distractions of the eastern suburbs. He said, you know, he said Newcastle's like, you know, it's a big regional town. There's lots to do there, he said, but I'm just focused on the footy. There's not other things to worry about, family, friends. And I think Mitchell Pearce is in a very, very good headspace. And when that's the case, I know Mitchell plays his best football.
Great
and
he's Knights,
been named co-captain too with Jamie Bure. So that's significant from Nathan Brown as well. This is how we league. That's the slogan. Now, I know you're a marketing man from way back, Dino. What's your take on the league's promo in season 2018?
Well, Jimmy, I don't want a bag. It's not even a ball being kicked off yet, but I don't know what it means.
So you don't like it?
Well, I don't know what it means. I don't know how to like it or dislike it. This is how we league. Am I missing something?
Probably.
Do you know what it means?
Yeah.
It's sort of the modern terminology, isn't
yeah.
it? This is it. This is our game, you know.
Yeah, so this is how we do league.
Yeah.
This is how do you do league.
Well, why can't we just say that then? Wouldn't that be a whole lot easier?
It's appealing to a younger audience, do you?
Right, fair enough.
Right.
Well, hang on. Put your marketing hat on, Dean Bulldog Richie. What would you do for the season, for the promo?
For the promo?
Yeah, like, as in, you know, have you got a song? Have you got an artist? What do you want, Tina Turner?
Oh, we just mentioned the Beatles. Why not? You could call me a dinosaur.
Half of them are dead, mate.
Maybe. Doesn't mean that their music's forgotten, Jimmy. You know, Let It Be. Hey, Jude, maybe you're playing words there. Hey, Thursday.
Doesn't work for Jimmy. He's rolling his eyes here, Dean.
All right.
Now, Dean,
oh,
the ninth immortal. Your thoughts on that? It's been announced during the week that they're going to name one. Your thoughts?
Yeah, actually, Jimmy, it's funny. There's an online petition I've been monitoring during the week. They've got now 1,100 signatures for Norm Proven. And you know what, Jimmy? I thought Lockyer and Mal for the last couple of years, but no, I think it should go to Norm Proven. Mm. For what he did for St George in that wonderful era, I think it's time we went back again. We look back at our history. We embrace it. We love it. Give it to a bloke from the past.
And he's been close, hasn't he, Dino? He's been close for a number of years, Norm Proven. And
how do you know that?
Well, his name comes up in discussions. Every time an immortal debate comes up, Norm Proven's name is there. So he must be very, very close to selection.
Has I can't keep ignoring the past because, look, Mal and Lockyer obviously would be the next two favourites. And then, of course, in 5, 6, 7 years, you'll probably have Thurston and Smith. But I think now's the time to embrace the past. Look, guys like Dave Brown and Dally Messenger have been mentioned. I mean, how far back do we go in rugby league for the Immortals brand? But I just think Norm Proven's the man for what he's done. He still sits, you know, on the trophy, for goodness sake, with Arthur Summons. Mm. And for all those wonderful victories that he led St George to in the 50s and 60s, the 11 in a row, I just think it's time we embrace the past, and I'd go Norm Proven.
Why do we have to wait 5, 6, 7 years for Jonathan Thurston?
Because it's got to be, you have to be retired 5 years.
Said who? It's the NRL's new rule. It's the NRL's new. They own it now. They can do what they like.
Yeah, they can change it. You're right there. But look, I think they will probably keep that 5 year rule in place. But yeah, mate, some people might argue. Say, well, why are we waiting 5 years if they're good enough? Yeah, right. Get them in now.
Yeah. Your Dally M Player of the Year. Who you mentioned, Mitchell Pearce. You think he's going to have a great season? Who's the guy you think is going to be the standout player in the competition?
Gee, it's hard to go past Cooper Cronk. It's really fascinating, Jimmy, to think how he'll go this year, just without the Melbourne structure, without the Melbourne process around him. It was interesting the other day, I heard him say that it's frighteningly scary how similar Trent Robinson is to Craig Bellamy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So obviously they've got very similar systems. And look, there's probably a lot of clubs that have got similar systems in place. But look, I think if Cronk can settle, which he will, I think he'll be the Dally M Player of the Year. But you know, the question is, if the Roosters don't win the comp in the 2 years Cronk is at the Roosters, has the signing been a success or a failure?
That's a very good question. Is anything less than a grand final appearance sufficient, or does it need to win the premiership? So are you prepared to disclose to the listeners that you are a Roosters fan? You've gone Roosters to win the comp and Cooper Cronk to be the Dally M Player of the Year.
I am actually, Jimmy. Look, I don't support any team now. I've just sort of grown through it, I guess. But as a kid, I loved the Roosters. I loved Horry Hastings and Royce Eales. They were my team. You just spoke to Chris Mortimer about the 1980 Grand Final. I remember I burst into tears as a young kid when they got beat. But these days, it's not so passionate.
You don't cry as much?
No. Only when I drop a schooner now.
Thank you, Dean.
Well, hey, look, Matt Lodge, guys, I'd love to know your thoughts. Should this bloke be playing, given what we saw on
topic.
The news of the other day, which was horrendous?
I said it earlier, and I stand by it. I think Matt Lodge, I welcome his return to the NRL as from a rehabilitation point of view, but at the same time, he must set up a plan, a scheme, whichever way you want to do garnish their wages, to pay back the debt that he owes to those people.
He's got to right his wrongs, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're talking financial debt or an emotional debt to these people?
Well, you can't do anything emotionally. You can do something financially, so that's what he has to do.
Yeah. Just finally, guys, before I go, the Manly salary cap, I chased around last week and was told it would definitely be this week. So expect some announcement there as to whether the Seagulls are fined for alleged indiscretions in their salary cap. And also the NRL, they're looking to explore what they call the magic weekend. It happens in England, where they have all 8 games at the one venue. It would be in Brisbane in a year or two's time. They're still looking at that, so that would be a big weekend for rugby league.
That'd be awesome. It'd be awesome. Fantastic. Good on you, Dino. We'll look forward to sparring during the course of the next 30 weeks.
Sparring.
You saw me spar a couple of weeks ago in the paper with young
Josh.
Yeah. You don't take me on.
Are you still recovering from that, mate?
No, he is.
You nearly cuddled him to death, didn't you?
Exactly. Actually, I saw him fight on Friday night, young Brock. Third round TKO of an Indonesian opponent, so he's sure to know the young bloke, so he's really a box on the rise. So keep an eye on Brock Jarvis.
Absolutely. Good on you, mate. We'll speak next week.